a $3,000 pay raise for teachers, criminal justice reform, and a new tax on cigarettes highlighted Governor Mary Fallon's State of the State address yesterday. As KGOU's Jacob McClelland reports, the policy proposals come as legislators begin to grapple with a projected budget shortfall fueled by the sharp drop in oil and gas prices.
Members, please take your seats.
During Governor Mary Fallon's State of the State address, one big question, a $900 million question, hung over the House chamber. How will the state cover the huge and probably growing shortfall it will face in the upcoming fiscal year? But other big questions lingered too. Teacher salaries that are among the lowest in the nation, a corrections system that's bursting at the seams, earthquakes that scientists link to the oil and gas industry. Fallon didn't answer all those questions, but her proposed budget put some ideas on the table, like sales tax modernization, which the governor says would generate $200 million annually. Currently, the governor says the state has $8 billion worth of sales tax exemptions. She wants to eliminate some of those and apply a sales tax to items that are delivered electronically.
The sales tax code in Oklahoma today isn't much different than it was in 1980, despite huge changes in the way we do commerce and the way it's conducted and the way consumers purchase goods and services. Reading our sales tax code is like watching a movie on a VHS tape when you can use Netflix.
Fallon's proposal includes an additional $1.50 consumption tax on cigarettes that would generate nearly $181 million. She called smoking the leading cause of preventable death in Oklahoma that costs the state over $1.5 billion in health-related expenses.
One in five Oklahomans still smokes. This is the most important thing we can do to improve Oklahoma's overall health ranking.
Most state agencies would see a 6% cut under Fallon's proposal, though a few would be cut by 3%. Corrections, Education, and Human Services would see a funding increase under Fallon's plan. The Department of Corrections would receive a $20 million supplemental appropriation for the current fiscal year and another $10 million the next fiscal year. Fallon is suggesting reforms to the state's drug possession sentences because the current system hasn't deterred substance abuse and prisons are at 119% capacity.
These sentences, while well-intentioned, tend to send some of the most nonviolent offenders into prison for years and years, where they live alongside violent offenders whose bad influences can make nonviolent offenders worse.
Fallon's plan would allow more flexibility in sentencing and reduce mandatory minimums. And Fallon proposed $178 million in new money to go toward a teacher pay raise. She also wants to allow school districts to use building funds for teacher pay and to consolidate the state's school districts without closing schools. Speaking after the governor's address, State School Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister called Fallon's $3,000 raise proposal a great start.
We are very pleased with this idea of addressing it. The details of how we do that are something we're very interested in exploring and asking some more questions and learning a little bit more about the details.
In his rebuttal to the governor's State of the State address, Democratic House Leader Scott Inman said Fallon was raising sales taxes while allowing income tax cuts to continue.
Make no mistake about it, Governor Fallon and the Speaker of the House have said for the last several years that we don't have a revenue problem, we have a spending problem. But today, Governor Fallon went back on her word and admitted that her tax cuts that she's implemented over the last several years, her tax credits and exemptions, the tax credits on some of the wealthiest corporations in the entire world, haven't worked.
Inman said Fallon never addressed two big issues, that one in five Oklahomans don't have health insurance, and the state is rattled by earthquakes that scientists believe are linked to the oil and gas industry's wastewater injection wells.
There are houses shaking all over this state, and not one moment did she stand up and say, earthquakes are shaking and damaging property values all across this state. Let's work together to make sure that we can protect what is, for most of our citizens, the most important and the most significant investment they make in their entire lives.
While Democrats weren't keen on Fallon's tax proposals, they had more positive reviews of her criminal justice reforms. But they aren't holding their breath. Democratic Senate Leader John Sparks said if Republican legislators passed those reforms, it would be the biggest surprise of the session. For KGOU, I'm Jacob McClelland.